Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. Thank you, God, for all your goodness and your mercies towards us. We give you glory for the month of May. Thank you, God, for everything you have done for all our eras. Thank you for what you will still do in their life and their families. Thank you, God, for using this word, using these messages, Lord, to reach unto them and to touch their life and to perfect your grace in their life. Lord, we thank you, God, for how powerful your word is. And thank you for sending us your word at all times. We pray, O God, like before, that today as we hear your word, that Father, it will bring us to a level of knowing. That Father, we will come to know that surely, Father, you care for us greatly. Let the glory of our life start to manifest more and more. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I welcome you wholeheartedly to this program this morning? Because I know it is time again for God to bless us. Can you help me to call somebody that Church on Air is now at this channel and that God is about to start to bless us all together? And I'm sure that today will be a wonderful day. Today also will be a blossom day for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I hope I meet you well. And I thank God for the month of May. Even as today is the last, Saturday of the month. I know you have testimony. If you don't have, don't worry. By the time we are stepping into the month of June, your testimony will come clearer and clearer and clearer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, we are still going to talk on our topic, A New Glory. Because one thing I know is this, that to you and to your family, a new glory is on the way. A new glory is on the way. You are about to be ushered in into a new level, into a new glory, into a new thing. And I want you to believe it. Don't look at what is happening to you right now. Believe that God is able to release a new glory upon your life. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, we have defined glory as public praise. We have declared glory as honor or fame or magnificence or a great beauty. I don't want us to go back to it. But now, there are three categories of man's glory. Three categories of man's glory. Number one is some people have never been celebrated in life. They carry no glory. So, the first level of people are people with no glory. No celebration. No good thing. Nothing happening. Can you see now? Now, if you are part of these people now, you need to pray. You need to pray because something is happening. Something is exchanging your glory. Something is taking the glory of your life. If up till now, if throughout last year, up till this year, there is no celebration. So for the past years, there's no celebration. I think I met a woman like that. She happens to be a student in a Bible school. And, for many years, she said she had never done any graduation. I said, how do you move from school to school then? She told me a story that is so wonderful. There have been no ceremony in her life. And when it was time for us to graduate her in a Bible school, do you know what? We looked for her. We couldn't see her again. Now, that is a life of no glory. There is no testimony. There is nothing new. There is no new story. Yours will not be like this in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you'll be going from glory to glory in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So, the first category are men with no glory, no celebration. Number two category, they are people who have been celebrated before. But now the thing of celebration departed. The glory that was celebrated in their life has departed. This is satanic thing. This is of the devil. Can you see that we talk about the hunters of glory the last time? You know, the devil is out to hunt out your glory. The devil is out to destroy your glory. The Bible says he's going up and down seeking for whom he will destroy. He is interested to destroy the glory of your life, but he will not get you. I say he will not get you. Now, so some people, they have celebrated great things in life. They have been great before, but now they are down. You know, they have great houses. I know a man who told us sometimes ago, he has fleet of cars, up to 7 or 8. But today, he's on footwaji. Imagine that. The glory have departed. Can you see? You know, now if you are in this category, that something you accepted before, but today is not there, you need to pray. A woman came and said, you know, I have 7 children. All of them died, remaining one. And she told me, I said, Pastor, please pray that this remaining child, that I will die now before the last child will die. I said, I don't have to pray that prayer. I said, the prayer can pray that this boy, God, will preserve him and, you know, he will become great in life. Thank God the boy is still alive. God preserve him. You know, I want you to know that God is interested in you, that he wants to preserve you, preserve your children. And that is so for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The third category of man's glory are people who are currently being celebrated. They are enjoying God's glory right now. You know, their glory is shining. It always says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. You know, I see you as one of them. Why? Because the whole world will celebrate you. Your glory will shine forth. Your glory will come forth. You know, and the whole world will see it and they will celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you as one of the celebrants of this season in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's move ahead. You know, we can see Joseph, you know, who actually had a glory. He saw that glory. Let's look at Genesis 37 and let's read verse 5. Genesis 37 verse 5.
And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
Wow. Now, let's continue 6 and 7.
And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf.
Can you see the glory? He saw a greater glory. Now, that is the glory that God plans to give to you as I'm sharing with you right now. Greater glory is coming to you. A glory that has never happened in your family before. A glory that you have never seen in this, your immediate family. I prophesy this morning that it is coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Joseph saw a glory. You know, the glory that has never happened in their family. He saw a greater glory, greater than that of his brethren. Can you see? Now, a glory is coming right now. Now, receive that glory. I say, receive that glory. I say, in the name of Jesus, receive that glory. You must see it. You must see it. What can you see right now? You know, Joseph, he dreamt the dream. He saw the glory coming. You know, and his brethren, they are jealous. You know, they are full of hatred. The moment you start to see something good in your life, you just enjoy a new glory, I tell you that, you know, haters will come around. You know, because a new glory generates a lot of jealousy. People will come. People will accuse you falsely. People will talk against you. Why? Because they see a rising glory and they want to destroy it. This glory that God is giving right now, your enemy will not be able to destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, do you know that, you know, when Joseph saw his glory, brother said, we are going to destroy that glory. We must be so. You know what they do? They strip him of the cloth of glory. Don't forget that his father gave him a cloth of glory. You know, and that was to ginger up the glory. The father who saw the glory, he saw that this Joseph carried a greater glory more than all his children. He saw it. That was why he gave Joseph a cloth, a coat of many colors. Can you see that? You know, the father discovered that this boy is unique. You know, why? Because he can see. You know, some people can see that something great is coming. Some people can see that this child is not ordinary child. That this child is a child of glory. And so, the father saw that. And he gingered the thing. So, he now gave Joseph, you know, coats of many color. But do you know that this coat was destroyed by the destiny haters? Can you see now? So it was destroyed. Then do you know that they are able to destroy Joseph in a coat, but they can't destroy his dream? People can destroy things pertaining to your life. Don't allow them to destroy your dream in life. You know, the dream was still intact, even though the glory has been destroyed. You know, so Joseph's glory of beautiful cloth was temporary. It was destroyed. You know what now? But God prepared a better glory for him. He prepared a new glory for him. So his brethren thought they had destroyed it. They sold him into what? Into slavery. They put inside the pit. They sold him into slavery. You know, he went to Potiphar's house. He went to prison, thinking that that will be the end. They were not expecting to see Joseph again. You hear me? Some people will see you again. They will say, it's not you. Why? Because of this new glory. When this glory comes, it will transform you. New glory transforms people. In fact, when they came to Egypt, I'm sure you know the story very, very well, and they saw Joseph, Joseph knew them. He knew that these are my brethren. These are my siblings. But they cannot. They are still in their normal glory. But Joseph, he was in a new glory. Ooh, I see you entering into this new glory in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I see that, you know, people, that they will hear your story from far. Why? Because of what God will be doing in your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about the new glory, and we are using Joseph as our key example. And let's quickly look at the Bible. In the book of Psalm, Psalm number 4, can we read Verse 2, Psalm 4, verse number 2.
O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing?
Can you see? So the sons of men, they turn glory to shame. You know, your enemies want to turn the glory of life to shame. But it will not be so in the name of Jesus Christ. That was what they did for Joseph. They were looking for how to turn the glory to shame. They are looking at what to do to make the yeshuousness of Joseph's life. But God help him. The God that helped Joseph is still on the throne. And the same God will arise for you. The same God will help you. This year you will not be put to shame. Your family will not be put to shame. Your children will not be put to shame. You will arise into a new glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you know what now? It was God himself that gave Joseph a new glory. It was God himself. It was God himself that gave Joseph a new glory. And that is why I said that the God that gave Joseph a new glory, he is still on the throne and is there with you this morning. And he will bless your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. No, there are five things which was given to Joseph to restore back his glory. Five things happened to Joseph. And those things are the things that restore back his blood. Let us see Genesis 41. Genesis 41. Now, let's read verse 44 now. A letter from verse 42, yes.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in a vesture of fine linen and put a gold chain up about his neck.
43.
And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and he cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt.
Wow. 44.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.
Wow. Now, see how, you know, they destroyed the last glory, you know, the glory of the coat of many color. But now, see, number one thing, how God restored back, you know, Joseph's glory. Number one, Bible says, the king gave him his ring. And ring is a mark of unquestionable authority. You know? That is to say, the king transferred his what? His authority on Una, on Joseph. Pharaoh transferred his authority. He gave him the whole Egypt. You know, he made him to have voice. You know, the same thing Jesus Christ did for us. He gave us, you know, his own glory. He transferred it to us. And my Bible says, he gave us authority over demons, over powers, over principalities, over every demons. So if truly, you know, your glory have been restored, you have power over all the other powers of this world. You rule. You know, when a new glory comes, glory makes you a ruler in the land. It makes your voice to be heard. As from now, your voice shall be heard. Your voice shall be heard. So, number one thing, he gave him a ring, which is a mark of unquestionable authority. Now, when you look at where we are right now, he gave him a fine linen cloth. Hallelujah. Bible says, he arrayed in a vesture of what? Of fine linen. That's what, you know, Pharaoh gave to Joseph. You know, and a royal fine linen means that, you know, that cloth is better than the one the envious brothers strip him of. Can you see? So when something happened and they stripped you of a glory, don't worry. God will avenge for you. They destroyed that cloth. But God gave him a fine linen. And this fine linen is better. You know? So it means that no matter what has happened to you before, God is giving you something better. Even though your glory has been destroyed in the past, but let me tell you, something better is coming your way. Hallelujah. Even though you have lost something, you have lost a position, you have lost a job, you have lost a child, you have lost something. Hear me this morning, something better is on the way. See, I say something better is on the way. You know why? Because they took Joseph, coat of many colors, but Pharaoh gave him back, you know, a royal fine linen. Can you see now? Showing that the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. I tell you now that what you have lost before shall be restored back to you in hundredfold. What the enemy has taken for you, all the gold hunters, the gold they have hunted out of your life, God is replacing them. Don't forget what happened to Job. Bible says his life, the end part of his life was even better than what? Than before. That is to say, God came in to restore back fully everything the enemy have destroyed. What has the devil destroyed your life? What has the devil hindered you from getting to? You know, what are the things the devil has done, you know, to hinder you or to delay you or to cause some problem in your marital life, in your educational life, in your business life? I tell you, as you follow Jesus Christ, as you believe in the word, the new glory that is greater than the one they have hindered you or they have ruptured in your life is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, he gave in chain in verse 42. He said, yeah, and he put a gold chain about his neck. That is prosperity. Huh? So, prosperity came. When you see glory, you see wealth. When you see glory, you see additions of good things. This glory coming your way is taking poverty out of your life. This glory coming to you right now, you know, is making you to become somebody on the throne. You know? So he gave in shame on his leg. That's number three thing. Number one is ring. Number two, fine linen. Number three, what? Shade around his neck. Then number four, we are told that You know, he rode on the king's chariot. He is no longer an ordinary person. He was now riding upon the chariot of the king. Hey, can you imagine that? That's why I tell somebody, he has been struggling to buy a car. Hear me, you can have a car without buying. Do you know that you can build a house without buying cement? Eh? Do you know that you can get to America without struggling? Do you know that, you know, you can do marriage without spending money? Why? When a new glory comes. You know, how much did Joseph pay for chariot? No amount. Can I ask you a question this morning? How much did the children of Israel pay for Canaan? You know, it was given to them free of charge. They found asses there. They find ushers there. And already they possess it. Hear me, when a new glory comes, it's a time of possession. It's a time of nothing. Now, receive your own portion. I say in the name of Jesus, receive your own portion in the name of Jesus. So, a new chariot came. Not just ordinary, king's chariot. I know a messenger that when a new glory came, God gave him a new mansion at GRA Lagos and a new jeep. He was a messenger. Can you see now? He was a messenger. And God transformed his life. God changed his life because of a new glory. There are some people that God wants to, you know, to use to demonstrate his power. You are one of them. You know, when this glory comes, people will give glory to the Almighty God on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, you know, this new glory gave him escort. Bible says in verse 43, Bible says, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cry before him. Oh my God. They cry, these are escort. They cry before him, bow the knee, and make him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Can you see now? Now, people are not crying. These are escorts. It's like a siren. You know, it's no more an ordinary man. You know, when you see governors, you hear their siren. You know, when you see top people around, they will come in the siren. The same thing just there. Don't forget that yesterday he was what? He was a prisoner. Don't forget that this boy is not a native of Egypt. Don't forget that this boy, you know, he didn't go to school. Now, so don't tell me that you are not making it because you are in Abeokuta or in Ogun State or in Nigeria. Don't tell me that, you know, things are difficult because you are a non-indigenous. Anywhere you are, anywhere you find yourself, when the glory of God comes resting upon you, it will transform your life. Daniel was not a member of, you know, Babylon. But see how he rose. So what am I saying this morning? Is that, you know, no matter where you are, glory of God meets you there. You know, either you are in a strange land to lift you. So that was what he did for people like Joseph, people like Daniel, and so on like that. And I know that God will do the same thing unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. So the escort were there, you know, and I tell you that, you know, things is life change. When a new glory comes, a new life will arrive. A new life will comfort. You know? So, a new life is coming to you today. You know, let me tell you, God never changed. Let me tell you, Hebrews 13, it's a common scripture. God has never changed. And in your own case too, he will not change in the name of Jesus. Yes, Hebrews 13:8.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, today for. If he can do it for Joseph, he can also do it for you. If he can do it for Joseph, he can do it for you. You know, this morning as I've shared this word, believe it. Go upon your knees and you start to pray to God. Father, it is my time. Father, do something unique in my life. Do something unique in my family. And God will start to be in operation of your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the purpose of glory, we are created to bring glory to God. We are created to honor Him. You know, we are created to thank Him. You know, our life must always praise him. Why? Because, you know, that is the portion of God. And that is my word to you this morning. I pray for all of you hearing me, that may God bring forth a new glory upon you. And when this glory comes, please, let's share together. And it is well. Thank you for giving me your listening attention. I will see you again next week by the grace of God. God bless you. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.